We were buzzing all over the place there. It was one of those weeks. Buzzing all over the place also the creatures to which Jessie Baker is so committed. She's a city beekeeper and co-founder of Bees Up Top, an initiative that helps set up beehives in Auckland's urban areas and churns out rooftop honey. In addition to rescuing bee swarms and rehoming them, Bees Up Top has now teamed up with local restaurants in the central city and Uber Eats to create a special batch of homegrown honey. Every jar of the one-off batch of Buzz Honey will be accompanied by seedling packets to encourage Kiwis to plant more flowers to keep the bees buzzing. Jessie's with us in the Auckland studio to talk about the new partnership and how her small project has grown year on year. Welcome, Jessie.
Hey, Catherine. How you going?
Okay, so tell me how you rescue, in inverted commas, a bee swarm.
Well, a swarm of bees is a bunch of bees that have left their hive because there are too many bees inside the hive. So the bees create a new queen and 60% of the bees leave with the old queen. And this swarm of bees may land in the backyard of someone's house. So we rush in and we rescue that swarm of bees and then rehome it in a brand new hive.
And so when you say you rush in, like, this takes some considerable skill, clearly.
It's pretty basic, actually. I rush in with an empty hive. I shake the bees into that hive. Then I put the lid on, put it in the back of my car, drive it down the motorway and rehome it at Bethel's Beach. So sometimes I'm driving down the motorway and there are all these bees buzzing around in my car. And people come and knock on my windows and say, "Hey, there's a few bees buzzing around in your car." And I say, "Yeah, I know, I'm a beekeeper."
So it's, They're worried about you.
Yeah, it's such an adrenaline rush, but I just love it.
What's your history of beekeeping? Has it been what you've always done?
No, I used to be a graphic designer, but I've been beekeeping now for 10 years. And how I got into it was I was looking for a new flat and I came across one that had a beehive in the back garden. So Luke and I moved in with the beekeeper and we just researched bees, caught swarms, sold honey, obviously kept bees in the back garden. But the thing that got me hooked was when we needed a new queen for our hive, we ordered it on the internet and she flew 7 hours to get to us and the postman delivered that to my front door. So I couldn't believe that a queen bee had come in the post from 7 hours away and was still alive and handed to me by the postman. That just blew my mind and got me completely hooked.
There you go, New Zealand Post, eh? Look, it's what's so special. This whole concept of the queen bee is still so fascinating, isn't it? And the incredibly organised lives of these creatures. So you got hooked, and then how did Bees Up Top get started?
So how did it get started? I actually just thought it would be a really awesome idea to put bees up on rooftops. I had been rescuing a whole lot of swarms over the springtime and I had lots and lots of bees in my back garden and I thought, what am I going to do with them? And then I created a website, started these social media streams and it's just blown up.
Wow. Now, we should say, I think you have a reasonably new addition to your family who might be at home with Grandma today. How is that affecting the life of a beekeeper? Do you need to be even more organised with a four-month-old at home?
Yes, I do. I've hired a beekeeper to help me out. His name's Graham and he is awesome. I kind of expected that I would be able to just strap my baby onto the front of my stomach and climb up on the roof and still check the bees, but it hasn't been the case. So I'm still doing a lot of work, but I'm not out there checking the beehives every month.
Babies and bees don't really belong together. They haven't got a little junior pack that you can pack them up in yet.
Yes, I do. I've had one especially
you
made.
Yes. They can still get stung sometimes, and they can still get through sometimes, can't they? Even with when you cut it up.
Yeah, you can still get stung. It doesn't really hurt if you get stung on your body. It hurts if you get stung on the face. And I actually don't mind getting stung on the lips because it blows them up like Kim Kardashian's and you get nice juicy lips for a few days.
Just need to make sure there's no allergies, I guess, is the big one if you're going to have beekeeping as a career.
Yes.
So since starting with Bees Up Top, I mean, how far is it spread? Pardon the pun, but, you know, how many places are these, you know, wonderful little initiatives popping up in?
We started Bees Up Top 4 years ago, and we've now got 50 hives across the city. They don't just go up on the top of skyrise buildings. They also go in people's backyards. So families love to have their children learn about bees and the importance of pollination. So they have a hive installed in their backyard. And every month when the beekeeper comes to visit, the children and the families or the business owners are invited into the hive so that they can learn about bees and beekeeping too.
So it really is educational. It's not just about having more hives in a place. This is about spreading the love.
Absolutely. Now, the reason that bees are so important is that because they pollinate one third of the world's food. And we hear this quote floating around all the time, but they really do. So bees carry pollen from flower to flower, turning that flower into a fruit. So the pieces of pollen inside a fruit become the pips, and basically every fruit and vegetable that has a seed or a pip was pollinated by a bee. If we didn't have bees, we would be living on wind-pollinated food, which is the grains and the rice, all that really boring stuff. So bees are so important to humans to have a healthy diet.
I hear your passion. We also know they're in big trouble from what is presumed to be a multiplicity of factors that they're really impacting on them. So doing all we can do to help out makes a lot of sense. Tell me about this next stage, this partnership with Uber Eats. How did that come about?
Yeah, I was contacted by Uber Eats a little while ago about doing a really awesome collaboration. And four of their restaurant partners, Boy & Bird, Happy Boy, Bowl & Arrow and Moustache, have all created a really cool honey dish, which you can buy on the Uber Eats app. But you can also buy a jar of Uber Buzz honey and you get a free packet of seeds so that you can help grow more food for bees in Auckland.
So it's not New Zealand Post delivering this time, it's Uber going to deliver you seeds, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
It'll come with the honey.
Yes.
Goodness. What do people need to know? Well, so they're planting flowers, essentially. What are the best flowers for attracting bees?
Bees love blue flowers best. So things like lavender, rosemary.
Yeah.
Yes, they love lavender.
Yeah.
Rosemary, thyme. One of the best plants for bees is borage because it fills with nectar every 2 minutes. Other flowers can take up to 2 weeks, but the borage is like a fountain of nectar for bees.
So some of these new products, food products, Moustache has got a cute little marshmallow cookie. Mm-hmm. Boy and Bird have two drinks, honey-inspired cocktails. Oh, tempura mushroom with a honey sauce, that's interesting. Happy Boy has waffles with honey children, it says, but hopefully not honey children.
Honey chicken
and ice cream.
And ice cream.
And Bowl and Arrow has a Brazilian fruit bowl with chia and honey. I think that would be my pick. That is fantastic. So what are you hoping, that this will widen out beyond Auckland?
Yeah, I would love Bees Up Top to widen to Wellington and Christchurch. That would be really neat. It's something that we're working on at the moment, but with a new baby, I don't have as much time on my hands.
It's one to hold for the future. And the speed that you're going, no doubt it will,
yes.
It will take off. Hey, the partnership, is there an Instagram page or pages that's pushing this, or are they doing it on their own pages?
Yeah, all of the restaurant partners are pushing it on their pages. We're also pushing it on the Bees Up Top Instagram page. And we've got some vouchers to give away too. There's some Uber Buzz vouchers that you can get your hands on.
And are they helping out with funding the hives?
Yes, they've funded everything, which is awesome for my small business.
Good stuff, GC. Come back when the next stage happens, and I'm sure it will. And thank you very much for being in today. GC Baker of Bees Up Top.